Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy, and today, it's NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. It is exciting. Got some amazing games coming up, and you know what? Gonna do a special episode just to give you all a preview of what is about to come this weekend. And yes, I promise you will get the normal weekly Giants stuff. Got a lot to talk about there, and a lot of other sports news. Mets making moves. Hockey season starting up again. NBA is in full swing. But for now, I'm going to give you all a preview of all six of the games this weekend. So, first, on Saturday at 12:05 Central Time, 1:05 Eastern Time, got the Colts and the Bills. Bills Mafia is going to get to, some of them at least, are going to get to see their team playing in person. They've been waiting years for this. I think it's, there's just been, from what I've heard, just a buzz in that city with playoff excitement. And you know what? They, like I mentioned last week, are my pick to win the Super Bowl. And I think that run is going to start today with a win in Buffalo versus Indy, who kind of stumbled their way into the playoffs. They blew a big lead to Pittsburgh, and then they beat Jacksonville, and they needed some help from Miami to do it, but they did manage to get in to the playoffs. So, I think it's going to be a battle of the dominant offense and Josh Allen, which the Bills have had all year. Their defense has been a bit iffy, but their offense has just been phenomenal. And that's how they won 13 games. And if their defense had covered a bit better, they could have been 14-2 and challenging for the one seed, but who cares? Who cares at this point? Great season for the Bills. I think they exceeded even my greatest expectations for them. They kind of took over the AFC East with being the dominant team there, even though Miami did just fall up short. And then, so you've got the Buffalo defense going, not the Buffalo defense, the Buffalo offense going against the Colts defense that has been one of the best in the league this entire year. And I think that this game is going to be very close. It's going to be a good one. I think the Bills offense, I mean, they put up like 56 points. Almost, they had a chance to get to 60 points last week versus Miami. That's no joke. Diggs and Cole Beasley are both playing today. They are not being scratched. And I think that's going to be key for them. I think Phillip Rivers needs to stop throwing into double coverage and throwing picks. I think if Phillip Rivers doesn't make too many mistakes, or he's got to be kind of flawless, honestly, today. If Phillip Rivers plays well and the defense can hold strong, I think the Colts have a shot to win this game, even though it is a 2-7. It is a very, given how good the AFC has been this year, I would say it's an evenly matched game. At this point, Buffalo is 67.9% favorites on ESPN's FPI. I think it's going to be a lot closer than that. And it's a 6.5-point Buffalo favorites. I think that this game is a closer margin. I think it's going to be a Bills win because their offense has just been phenomenal, and I think Phillip Rivers has just been too inconsistent. I think it's going to be 31-27 Bills this week. They will get a win at home in front of their fans, Bills Mafia. And I think, here's my take. Whoever comes out of this game, I will be probably rooting for the rest of the way, because I would love to see Phillip Rivers finally get a ring, or the Bills finally go on a run. They are my pick to go on a run and win the Super Bowl right now, but we're just gonna have to see. My prediction's gonna be wrong if they lose today. So then the second game, the Rams and the Seahawks. This was a game a couple weeks ago that was just ugly. And the Rams, because of their defense and Kyler Murray getting hurt in one of the most disgusting, terrible ugly games of the year. The Rams stumbled into the playoffs at 10-6, and Seattle nearly lost last week when they had a shot to get the one seed to the Niners. They did end up winning that game. So, here's my honest take on this game. The Seahawks have been way too inconsistent on offense, and their defense, while it has improved, has not been perfect. Jared Goff is going to play this week, but he is a bit banged up after their last meeting. These two teams met week 16. The Seahawks won. That was another ugly Rams game. They've had two ugly games in a row. But to be completely honest here, I think the Rams' defense has been just too dominant, and the Seahawks' offense has been way too inconsistent for me to say that this is a Seahawks win. I am sorry, Samik. I hate to break it to you, but I think this is going to be the upset of wildcard weekend. It is going to be 19-17 Rams, relatively low scoring, projected to be the lowest scoring game of wildcard weekend, and I think it will stay that way. I think it will be almost a battle of defense, and I think the Rams defense will prevail. I think Jared Goff will not have a great game. They will get in. I think they're going to get a couple takeaways on defense, and I think that this game is basically a toss-up at this point. Two division rivals, they've seen each other twice. The Rams won the first matchup, but then Seattle came and won the second game. Honestly, you could consider this a toss-up at this point, but I'm going with the Rams 19-17. The Buccaneers are playing the Washington football team. Again, apologies to Samik because I thought he was crazy talking about Washington and having them get to the playoffs, and I was very wrong, and I feel really stupid. It might have come back to bite me as a Giants fan in the butt, but whatever. I think they're going to get their butts kicked this week versus Tampa. I mean, even though it's a four seed versus a five seed, and Washington's the four seed because they won their division, this game is just not fair. Sure, the football team did beat the Steelers in an upset, and their defense has been playing great, but I think the Buccaneers' offense, which has just been on fire recently, is going to win this game. I think Chris Godwin's going to have a monster game. I think Tom Brady's just going to feast on Washington, and I think their defense is just going to... Even though I would say Tampa's got maybe a lower part of the top 15 defense in this league, maybe lower part of the top 10, they're just going to feast. That Washington can't get their offense going. They haven't been able to. Like, they haven't had a monster game really since Thanksgiving when they beat Dallas and put up 40-plus points on them, but that was against Dallas. I wouldn't necessarily call that a, in quote, massive win, because Dallas's defense has been just awful all year. I think that the Buccaneers, even without Mike Evans, are going to win this game by a massive margin. They will beat Washington at FedEx Field 41-20. It's just not going to be a good game. Unless you're a fan of these two teams, or if you want to see some offense putting up massive numbers, if you don't want either of those things, don't watch this game. Not for you. And yeah, that's all I really got to say about that one. Next game, we are moving to the games on Sunday. Ravens-Titans, and I think this might honestly be the most even matchup of both these games. Yes, I know I did say Rams-Seahawks was a toss-up, but I would call this game a toss-up too. The Titans won the first meeting of the year when Derrick Henry just had a monster game, and Derrick Henry had 250-plus rush yards. And oh, by the way, shout out to him getting past 2K. That was insane. And then Jonathan Taylor, too. I did not realize he had that many yards, and he had like a 230-plus rushing yard week. I think that will be, I think he's going to have a big game today against Buffalo. But back to the Ravens-Titans game. The Ravens, if you've been watching, have just been on fire recently. So they beat the Bengals 38-3, beat the Giants 27-13. And that was actually in the stretch they've had ever since Wednesday Night Football. That's been their, in quotes, worst game on offense. They've put up the least, they put up the least amount of points in that game. Then they destroyed the Cowboys the week after Wednesday Night Football. Then Lamar took a big dump and they won that thriller versus the Browns. That was, I think, probably game of the year. Then they destroyed the Jaguars 40-14, beat the Giants, and destroyed the Bengals. They have just been on a tear recently. And the Titans have been a bit one-sided as of late. Sure, Ryan Tannehill did have that monster game versus the Lions where he had three touchdowns. Plus, I believe he had a couple rushing touchdowns that game. Yeah, he had two. He had two rushing touchdowns that game. So he had a five touchdown game, but that's against the Lions. Looking back, so throughout December they had a loss to the Browns, which was a that was concerning when the Browns nearly that they kind of gave up a lot late in that game, but Titans still lost. Then they beat the Jaguars, game they should have won. They destroyed the Lions, that was not even close. Got destroyed by the Packers, which was a bit concerning. And then barely beat the Texans in a thriller last week. Shout out Sam Sloman for doinking it in, pulling a Cairo Santos. That was an insane moment. Back and forth at the end, but the Titans still won. Got into the playoffs, won the division. I just think the Ravens have the momentum. They've been playing such balanced football as of late, and the Titans have just been a bit inconsistent. Derrick Henry, if he has a good game, should keep this one very close and keep them in it and maybe even get them to a win this week, but I feel like the Ravens have just been on fire so much and that they get a win 34-31, and I actually think that this game will end on a Justin Tucker field goal at the very end. They will kick a game-winning field goal. It will be 34-31. The Ravens get a win. Lamar will finally get his first playoff win. And that's that. Next game. It's uneven, is all I can say. The Saints and the Bears. The Bears have lost 7 of their last 11. And they got in and basically because I'm going to steal this from the great urinating tree. They got in because the NFC West cannibalized itself. In the end, they are an 8-8 team. Sure, I understand that Washington got in, but I don't think if it weren't for an expanded playoff and the NFC West just eating each other alive, the Bears would not be in the playoffs. I think that's pretty easy to see. Then the Saints have been playing. They had a good game against the Panthers without Kamara. They beat the Vikings, with Kamara scoring the 6 touchdowns. Lost to the Chiefs and the Eagles before that, and then beat the Falcons in Taysom Hill's, one of his last starts. So the Saints, if Kamara's on, they're on. If Kamara's off, they're a bit off, or a lot off, depending on the game. If Kamara's healthy, I think that the Saints should have no problem winning this game. I think if Kamara is not playing or not playing well, they should have a harder time winning this game, but I still think they would be the favorites. This is the most uneven wildcard weekend game right now. And I think just because the Bears and, I mean, Lord Trubisky, he's not gonna get a playoff win. This has been a bad scenario for the Bears. I don't think their future is bright. And I think the Saints are going to hand it to them 35-20. I know their first matchup was pretty It was a pretty close game when they played the Bears back in early November. And that was actually before Breeze got hurt. But yeah, I think Saints win this 35-20. Let's move on to the next game. This is another good one. A rematch of actually last week, AFC North playoff game, rivalry. And the only time the new Browns have made the playoffs, they lost to Pittsburgh at Heinz Field in that heartbreaker back in 2002. And honest to goodness, I think Cleveland. So I'm seeing here on ESPN that they had three starters activated. They had Malcolm Smith, Ronnie Harrison, and Harrison Bryant all activated, but Stefanski is not going to be coaching this game. And sure, they did beat the Steelers, but it was barely. It was just barely that they beat the Steelers. They got lucky to make the playoffs, and it was because the Steelers benched their starters. And I think Pittsburgh is just the better team especially when they're starting their guys. I mean, this is the Browns team that lost to the Lull Jets in week 16. Don't think the Browns are going to get it done. And I think it's going to be a closer game still, 28-24 Steelers. But the Browns aren't going to get it done. Not going to get that playoff win. The Buccaneers are in their first playoff game in forever, are going to get a win. Cleveland won't. I'm sorry, Cleveland, but I just think you've been too inconsistent to get it done versus Pittsburgh. Sure, Pittsburgh has been inconsistent. And if Pittsburgh wins, it's going to be on the defensive side. I think the Browns still have a shot, because if Pittsburgh plays poorly on defense, I think game's wide open, basically, for the Browns. But if not, the Steelers are going to get this win. And yeah, that's all I've got for all of you for Wild Card Weekend. Super Wild Card Weekend. Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting. I know it's the NFL's money-making stuff, but I think it's great that they've made this a 6-game weekend, giving us a game in like every slot possible. I think it's going to be exciting. And you know what? Before we go, I would like to fill out an NFL playoff bracket and put it on the record. All right. So I'm going to take a screenshot of this. And all right. Let's fill out a bracket here. All right. Ravens and the Titans. I have the Ravens winning that game. And so they are the 5 seed. And I have the Steelers winning their game. They are the 3 seed. And the Bills winning their game. They are the 2 seed. So that would mean we would have Ravens Chiefs in round number 2 of the playoffs. And that would be a good game, I think. My stuff around here to fill this out. So Ravens as the 5 seed going against the Chiefs, the 1 seed in the divisional round. And then the Bills and the Steelers rematch of Sunday Night Football from a couple weeks ago. That will be played in Orchard Park. And then in the NFC, my lowest seed I have coming out of this is the Rams, and they will be going to Green Bay to play the Packers. Now, if the Bears somehow beat the Saints, they would go to play the Packers on the playoff game, which would be kind of fun, I guess. But I don't have them winning. I have the Saints winning. They will host the Buccaneers in a playoff matchup, which is very intriguing because the Saints obviously have been more inconsistent as of late, but the Buccaneers have gotten destroyed both times those two teams have played this year, including by Jameis Winston. So, second round playoff matchups, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Rams, Packers, Saints, Buccaneers. Ravens, Chiefs, let's be completely honest here, is going to be a really good game, but I think the Chiefs, even though they've had their inconsistencies, actually, you know what I'm going to do here? I think the Chiefs, because of how inconsistent they've been, I mean, they almost lost to the Falcons the other week and they benched their starters. Their starters will have not played for 3 weeks, even though they will be fresh. The Ravens are going to have the momentum after beating Tennessee in what is, in quotes, an upset. If you look at seeding, but not necessarily, but they would be on a massive win streak. I actually think that they will beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead and go to the AFC Championship against the Buffalo Bills. That is because the Bills have just been more, they've been more consistent than the Steelers. And they beat the Steelers already. And I just think the Bills are the better football team this year. Hands down. Then in the NFC, I think that the Packers will get it done over the Rams. I think the magic will end, the in quotes magic will end for the Rams right here in the divisional round. And then the Saints and the Buccaneers, gonna give that game to the Saints just because, sure, it's gonna be a Brady Breeze in the playoffs, a dream Super Bowl matchup that we never got, but the Saints have just gotten it done versus the Bucs this year, and I think they will get it done in the playoffs. And then, AFC Championship, Ravens-Bills. Gotta go with the Bills because they are, in fact, my pick to win it all this year. And, yeah, even though the Ravens are going to have the momentum, the Bills have just been so consistent, and I think that they are going to ride that consistency all the way to the Super Bowl. Their offense has been insane. Even though the Ravens have just been a very balanced team this year, I think the Bills will get it done. Then in the NFC, really good game, 1-2, Packers versus the Saints. I think that the Packers would get it done in that matchup because they won earlier this year, and the Saints have been inconsistent, and I am going, actually, in fact, with the Urinating Tree Super Bowl. Bills-Packers. This one will be an insane offensive game. A high-scoring Super Bowl. And you know what, folks? Bills been more consistent than the Packers. Their offense has been so good. Bakhtiari's going to be missing. Sure, the Bills haven't been in this spot. Rodgers has, but the Bills, I am riding them throughout the entire playoffs this year, and they will be my Super Bowl 55 champions. They will beat the Packers in the Super Bowl. Bills Mafia, baby. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. The Bills will win Super Bowl 55 over the Packers. That is on record now. Thank you very much. And also, let's just go right quickly through reasons just that you should root for every team. The Ravens, Lamar Jackson is exciting, and they're a team that has put up a lot of points recently. So if you like offense, they are a team to watch. The Titans, they've got Derrick Henry, and he has just been a monster this year. And Ryan Tannehill has been one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league this year. The Browns, they've never done it. They've never won a Super Bowl. And they also haven't been here since 2002. That's insane. And the Browns are almost just a feel-good story because of how bad they were. They were the definition of ineptitude in the NFL until this year, the past couple years. Then the Steelers, if you like a good defense, the Steelers are there for you. And I mean, TJ Watt getting all those sacks. So yeah, I feel like a good defense, that's a team to root for. And then the Colts, Phillip Rivers, it's his possibly his farewell tour. The Bills, they've never won a Super Bowl, and they have an MVP candidate in Josh Allen, and their offense has just been amazing. Buccaneers, if you like offense, you'll like to see the Buccaneers. And Tom Brady, I personally don't like Tom Brady, but if you like Tom Brady, then sure, root for Tampa. Football team, Ron Rivera and Alex Smith, really good feel-good stories. And also, it's a 7-9 team. I mean, that's a big underdog. Rams, if you like dominant defense, then this is a team to root for. The Seahawks, if you like watching Russ cook and you like some good offense and just a good football team, then you should root for the Seahawks. And if you want to root for the Bears, if you want to root for Mitch Trubisky, if you like Mitch Trubisky, if you like a team that could put it together late, go on a run, kind of like the Titans did last year, then sure, root for the Bears. It's an underdog team, I would say, going into the playoffs. And then the Saints, Drew Brees, it's possibly his final run here. So why would you not want to root for him? But the Bills are going to come out on top. Mark my words. And you know what? That is all I have got for you. Oh, thank you so much for coming back and listening this week. Really appreciate it. Going to have the regularly scheduled episode where we're going to talk a lot of Giants, a lot of grab bag stuff. Going to call it the grab bag episode because there's got a lot of stuff to cover. Hopefully I can get Samik in next week. Hopefully we can figure out a time that we can talk about Wildcard Weekend and and a preview of the divisional round next week. And yeah, and look at just what happened at the end of the season too, and recap. We could do like the recap of the last 2 weeks. But that is all for this week. Thank you all so much for coming back and listening. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts and send a voice message. Would really love to answer some of those at anchor.fm/BigApplebytes. And follow on Instagram at Big Apple Bytes Podcast. Gonna be more active on that page right now. Give you guys some more extra content, I guess you could say. Thank you all so much for listening. Catch you guys very soon. Have a good one. Enjoy Super Wildcard Weekend. Peace.